Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 6.25 cents, July wheat up 12.25 cents, and July beans up 9.75 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil down 42 cents a barrel. We've got the dollar down 23 ticks. Gold and silver are a little bit lower. Obviously, the grains are reacting to the weather out there. First of all, in West Texas, just absolutely cold temperatures, 29 degrees, pretty good frost there. On top of it, there's absolutely blizzard conditions, or were blizzard conditions, in parts of Nebraska. Some people getting 10 to 13 inches of snow. Now, most of that's going to melt off pretty quickly. But the fact of the matter is the weather's been horrendous. Rains anywhere from 6 to 10 inches across the Midwest. Chicago just got pounded Saturday, Sunday, even raining a little bit here today. There's more rains later in the week that are forecast, mainly for western Illinois and south. But this is certainly going to delay harvest. Now, we've got crop rating tonight should show about 36-37% of the corn planted. I think that'll be a reasonable number, but I don't think we're going to see much planted over the next week or two in a lot of areas out here. So, I mean, the ground is absolutely saturated, flooding everywhere. It's a mess. The wheat, some of the snow will have protected the wheat from some of the colder temps out there, but depending on how this weather has affected the wheat, if the wheat has been snapped, it's not coming back. If the wheat is just laying down, blown over with the wind, it can come back. Harvest will be very difficult, but they'll get grain. At any rate, we've got the U.S. Council tour coming through, and I think they're going to find a mess, particularly in western Kansas, and I don't think they're going to have really good results anywhere they go. They're going to be slogging through a lot of mud here in the next couple of days. So the funds are record short wheat, 170,000 contracts of Chicago wheat. If they come for this wheat, there's no telling how high they can push these prices. There'll be some resistance in July wheat at 450 and again at 455. If we take those numbers out, then I think we can see significantly higher prices. We gapped open on the charts, didn't fill the gap, and I think we could be a gap and go here. So the funds are still short, almost a record number of corn, 197 corn. Corn's up 6 cents overnight. Obviously, we're going to delay planting out there. I think the funds are absolutely backwards there. The funds are short 47,000 beans, 37 oil, and they're actually short a little bit of meal in here. So I don't see anything but a possible real mess for these funds out here. And should they decide to cover this market, all these markets can move, you know, considerably higher, in my opinion. Certainly we can get December corn to $4. If they cover the rest of this corn, you know, who knows? It could be significantly higher than that. But we're certainly going to look for a rally to sell some corn up around $4. We'll look to sell wheat on rallies. But I think we've got a rally headed our way. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.